each of them prescient in ways the general could hardly believe.
Augustus, enough bullshit. I know you're not at Two Willows for Cass's wedding. I've tried to ignore these feelings, this intuition, through all the letters I've written you so far, because I cannot believe a man brave enough to face death a thousand times over during his career has succumbed to a fear so irrational.
The general stared at the page, read those sentences again. This was an Amelia he'd never seen before or read before. She knew? Knew how badly he'd failed her?
Augustus, treading on Two Willows land won't make me any more dead, just as sitting there in your office won't make me any more alive. You are a man of science, of knowledge. You know this. What are you doing in Florida when Cass is marrying the man she loves?
The general couldn't have been more shocked if Amelia had walked through the door and bashed him with her pocketbook, which he'd figured she'd like to have done once or twice when she was alive. She never had, though. Had never raised her voice to him, not like this. Now her exasperation spilled right off the page.
What's done is done, but it's time to pull yourself together and get it right. It's Sadie's turn. Do you have a man for her?
He did, thank God. It was a small straw, but the general grasped it with all his might. Connor O'Reilly was about to leave for Two Willows. He should arrive before the reception was over.
Send him, and while you're waiting for the magic to happen between them, start putting your affairs in order and get ready to go home. It's been far too long, Augustus. You know that. Your loving wife, Amelia.
He did know that, and Amelia was right. He should go home. It was time, long past time, if he was honest with himself, but that didn't make it easier.
General?
The door opened, and Corporal Myers stuck his head in.
General, things just went all to hell and thank God.
The general surged to his feet, startling the corporal, but ready for action. For decisions, for the kind of work that would keep him up day and night for weeks handling an international crisis. He'd head to Two Willows when it was over. If something else hadn't gone wrong in the world that he needed to fix.
Chapter 1 Pararescueman Connor O'Reilly was standing in the large square office he'd shared at U.S. SOCOM these past 3 months, when Logan Hughes walked in whistling, sat down at his desk, and thunked a tall takeout cup of coffee near the monitor of his computer. A barrel of a man from Idaho, with biceps as big as cantaloupes, the Marine was always cheerful, and Connor had grown to enjoy his sense of humor.
"Hello, baby girl."
Logan kissed the palm of his hand and slapped it against the photograph of a dark-haired young woman with blue eyes that hung on the wall nearby. Then he pulled a breakfast sandwich out of a paper bag and began to eat.
"Don't let the general see you do that,"
Connor said automatically. The photograph was of the general's daughter, Lena Reed, and the general didn't stand for any nonsense where his family was concerned.
"Don't let him see me eat?"
Logan asked in mock confusion.
"For fuck's sake,"
Jack Sanders said from across the room.
"Do you two have to do the same routine every single damn morning?"
Jack was a member of the Special Forces, whose far more serious disposition was always at odds with Logan's lighthearted joking.
"Nope, this is the last time,"
Connor said. It was true. He was due on a plane in just over 2 hours. He'd land in Montana before the day was done, and soon he'd see Lena Reed in person. But he wasn't traveling to the general's ranch to visit Lena. Sadie Reed was his mark. He glanced at the photograph that hung over his desk, near enough to slap a kiss on, like Logan had Lena's. He'd been staring at Sadie Reed for nearly 3 months, trying to come to terms with the strange twist his life had taken. Soon, she'd be his wife.